This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. It's the day before, of course, it's tomorrow night. We celebrate New Year's Eve and the saying a fond farewell. Happy trails to you to 2020. And I can't think of another year where there's been such a universal eagerness to turn the page. And actually, there's a legendary actor who has helped provide, I think, some terrific perspective for turning that page. I will play you part of the viral video that Anthony Hopkins has provided that's been viewed millions of times on social media. We will also take a look at three big new movies, and two of them, I'm not kidding, really outstanding. They always save the good movies for the end of the year. You know why? So people remember them for Oscar time. But these are two movies that are coming from unexpected sources that are very, very much worthwhile. And there's also a wildly popular computer game, video game, called Monster Hunter. Now, I had been unaware of this. I am not a huge participation in gaming culture, but Monster Hunter has been a top seller since for 15 years, and now the movie version with Ron Perlman and particularly with Mila Jovovich. We will review that as well coming up on the Medved Show, and the surprise nominee from National Public Radio from A Song of the Year. We'll get to that as well on the Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. And first off, let's go to some of the good news that I think we can all embrace, I hope, as we approach this New Year's holiday coming up. Gustav Perna, who's a general, and he is the chief operating officer of Operation Warp Speed, spoke today about some of what that program has accomplished for the American people. This is clip 10. Listen.
We've allocated and will be available for final order in 20 million doses by this Thursday. Distributed more than 14 million doses of vaccine to over 10,800 locations. And we have administered over 2 million doses in the last 2 weeks. Really a remarkable feat. And everybody collectively should be very proud, right? The federal government, industry, academia, state and local governments. It has been a whole of America approach.
Okay, and we should be moving along. They're not going to get to the 20 million vaccines right now. They apparently have completed 2 million people have been vaccinated. But that may be a lagging indicator. They may have gotten more than that, and they'll have a bit more than that by the first of the year. But it's coming along. And a number of people pointed out that people are actually catching the disease the old-fashioned way more quickly than they are able to vaccinate people. But they're going to be ramping it up and making progress. And one of the things that I think is happening from all of this media attention is some of the polling that was somewhat alarming and that a number of public figures have talked about, showing that there were millions and millions of Americans who were going to refuse to get the vaccine. I think that's going to go down. I think more and more people, seeing prominent people, seeing leaders and entertainment figures and more, all getting the vaccine when they can, it's going to be far more widely accepted. And In fact, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis actually explained why he wasn't getting the vaccine when he visited Kings Point in Delray Beach, Florida. And he went there to see three seniors receiving their Moderna vaccine. This is the governor of Florida, Republican Ron DeSantis. Listen.
No, so what I said is I'm willing to take it, but I am not the priority. They're the priority. I'm under 45. And so the people under 45 are not going to be first in line for this. And so when it's my turn, I will take it. But this is who I want to be vaccinated. I want my parents, our grandparents, to be able to get it. And, you know, granted, I mean, I'm an elected official. But whoop-de-doo. At the end of the day, let's focus where the risk is.
Okay, and got a little bit of applause for that. I think, by the way, that's appropriate. And there has been some question. I mean, Marco Rubio has handled this entire matter not particularly well, frankly, because Senator Rubio, who got his vaccine, and look, it's important for a U.S. senator to do his job. I hear that. But I do think when there are older and more vulnerable people, when there are people with special illnesses like diabetes that would apparently increase their risks of very serious consequences to getting COVID, when there are people like that who have not yet gotten their vaccines, I do think it makes sense that that people like Governor DeSantis, and this is you, Senator Rubio, also from Florida, stand aside. And for the record, we have tried to sign up. My wife and I are, well, we're eager to get the vaccine. And I would imagine most of the people listening to us are in that same category. And why eager? Because I want to enjoy many, many more New Years. And Anthony Hopkins, really remarkable actor, way beyond Hannibal Lecter. He's also a remarkable person, and he put together a viral video that's been viewed millions of times. And he talks about a 45th anniversary that he just celebrated that was very, very important. Listen, this is clip 7.
Hello, everyone. Good morning. Well, New Year is coming. It's been a tough year, full of grief and sadness for many, many, many people. But 45 years ago today, I had a wake-up call. I was heading for disaster. I was drinking myself to death. I'm not preachy, but I got a message, a little thought that said, do you want to live or die? And I said, I want to live. And suddenly the relief came, and my life has been amazing, and have my off days and sometimes little bits of doubt and all that, but all in all, I say hang in there. Today is the tomorrow you were so worried about yesterday. You young people, don't give up. Just keep in there. Just keep fighting. Be bold, and mighty forces will come to your aid. And that sustained me through my life. And that's all I can say. And Happy New Year. This is going to be the best year. Thank you.
He's talking about 2021, and may he be correct. Look, I think this is appropriate and good for him about talking about at one time having been drinking himself to death and enjoying 45 years of sobriety. It's also very important at a time when people are coming into the New Year's, and maybe this New Year in particular, drinking more to moderation might be an important lesson one could take from Sir Anthony Hopkins. When we come back, there is a great deal of business to attend to, a song of the year from NPR, and some of the movies of the year. I want to give at least a tentative indication of where we're going for our 10 best of the year, and maybe even 10 worst of the year. Though, again, we should ought to be grateful the movie business even still exists after everything they've been through. We'll be right back on The MedVed Show.
You're listening to the mighty...
You're the best radio show host in the country.
Michael Medved Show.
I've been in back pain since my early 20s. Now I'm 51. In my early 20s, I worked for the state prison. I got injured and I was off work for about a year. I'm now a trained engineer. I basically sit all day long. My wife making me take Relief Factor literally changed my life. I don't feel like I'm 20 again, but my back does.
Relief Factor really can help. The three-week quick start is here to stay. It's discounted all the way down to $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. There are no drugs, no chemicals, just good, helpful stuff. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Call 833-654-PAIN. It's toll-free, 833-654-PAIN. Or go to the website michaelmedved.com and click on the big banner for Relief Factor. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. For a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. MyPillow is patented and adjusts to any sleep position. It's washable and dryable, comes with a 10-year warranty, and 100% made in the USA. I'm also giving you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my bed sheets, mattress toppers, and bath towels. That's $29.98 for a queen-size premium MyPillow and deep discounts on all my MyPillow products. Not only are you getting the lowest prices ever, but they're going to make the best Christmas gifts ever. Buy now and I'll extend my 60-day money-back guarantee to March 1st, 2021.
Call 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MEDVED. Call 800-320-6280. Promo code MEDVED.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Michael Medved Show. Of course, the Georgia runoff is coming up right after this weekend. We have the New Year's weekend coming. And then Monday, Tuesday is the day of the runoff. And most Georgia voters who are going to vote, I believe, have already voted. Millions, close to 3 million so far. Barack Obama and music legend John Legend put together an ad in support of John Ossoff for Senate in Georgia. He's the one who is running against Senator David Perdue. He probably has a somewhat better chance of winning than Raphael Warnock, though the Democrats seem to be full of confidence that both of their candidates will win. I certainly hope not. Here is President Obama and John Legend teaming up with this political commercial. It's clip two.
Spirits. We've lost love.
Georgia. Georgia.
This year has tested America's spirits. We've lost loved ones, faced injustice, struggled to make ends meet. But we kept at it. We looked out for each other. And when the moment came to reject fear and division and send a message for change, Georgia stepped up. Now America's counting on you again. You can send John Ossoff to the Senate to beat this virus and rebuild our economy, to make sure everybody can afford health care, and to carry the torch John Lewis passed to us with a new Voting Rights Act that secures equal justice for all. Georgia, you have the power, and now it's time to vote.
I'm John Ossoff, and I approve this message.
Well, John Legend, of course, providing the musical background very appropriately, Georgia on his mind. All I can think of is John Legend was for a few blinks of the eye, and he also provided music in the movie Jingle Jangle, A Journey into Christmas, it was subtitled, which wasn't really a Christmas movie. It wasn't really much of a movie at all. It was a big disappointment. But he's getting better reviews for his positive, unusually positive, and somewhat classy ad with President Obama. Will it help in Georgia? Everything is incredibly close. If you know anyone in Georgia who hasn't voted, everyone should vote. And I honestly believe that our government will function better and more effectively if Mitch McConnell, who, by the way, is performing heroically to keep everything from blowing apart in Washington, D.C., to make sure that, for instance, this military authorization bill goes through. It's important and very much worth doing. A quick music review, Michael Medved music review. For one of, we are being told, the great artworks, if not of all time, certainly of the year just passed.
The Michael Medved Music Review. Covering the creative geniuses whose timeless artistry can move us, inspire us, our lives. And now it's time for the Michael Medved Music Review.
Okay, over at National Public Radio, they have a critic who reviews music named Brianna Younger. She also does the same for New Yorker magazine. She's a prestigious cultural Mandarin, in other words. And she picked as the number one musical contribution of 2020, a joint work with Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion. The contribution is called WAP, and if you don't know what it stands for, never mind. Cardi B dropped exactly one song this year, writes Brianna Younger, but after WAP, any more might have been overkill. Raunchy, fun, and infinitely quotable. Yeah, except I can't quote it without violating FCC problems. Raunchy, fun, and infinitely quotable. She joins Megan Thee Stallion for a shameless ode to, well, WAP, that flies in the face of those who might suggest these women's sexuality as a shortcoming. At every turn, the two dare listeners to look away from a perfect storm of irresistible qualities, the familiar through a prominent sample of Frank Ski's Baltimore Club classic Whores in This House, the taboo in subject and attitude, the spectacle of unity between two of music's brightest talents. Meg is a more traditional stylist whose voice oozes unassailable confidence, while Cardi is all theatrics and humor, effortlessly selling every last line, no matter how ridiculous or anatomically incorrect. A synergy that refracts the best qualities of one through the prism of the other. Together, they are magic. So, what did the, and then she concludes by saying, such a filthy bit of joy may be born of entertainment, but it persists as necessity, fake prudishness, be damned. Now, what are they singing about? I have the lyrics here in my hand, and trust me, I can't tell you most of them. But we can start off, and again, please understand there are certain words that won't be said here. But the lyrics begin, I said certified freak, 7 days a week. Yeah, 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 yeah. Bring a bucket and a mop for this. Give me everything you got for this. Beat it up, and then she uses a racial slur. Catch a charge. Put this right in your face. Swipe your nose like a credit card. Spit in my mouth, look in my eyes, tie me up like I'm surprised. Let's role play. I'll wear a disguise. I want you to park that Big Mac truck. Out in public, make a scene, make me scream. I don't cook, I don't clean. I'll run down on him before I have another racial slur running me. He bought a phone just for pictures, pay my tuition just to kiss me. Now make it rain if you wanna. I need a henny drinker. I need a weed smoker, not a garden snake. I need a king cobra with a hook in it. Hope it lean over. He got some money, then that's where I'm headed. I think you get the idea. It concludes happily. You can't hurt my feelings, but I like pain. Yeah, 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 yeah. Now get a bucket and a mop. I'm talking, well, wop, wop, womp is what she says. More in terms of movies actually worth seeing. The ones most worth seeing coming up on The Medved Show.
Entertain your brain.
You're out of your mind. Are you insane?
Every day on The Michael Medved Show.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is again not letting a House pass bill to increase stimulus payments come to the Senate floor.
The Senate proceed to the immediate consideration, a bill received from the House to increase recovery rebate amounts to $2,000 for individuals with no intervening action or debate.
Is there objection?
Object.
After being rebuffed on the Senate floor, Senate Minority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, says there is no other option to get the payments to the American people.
Do you support sending $2,000 to the American people or not? Let's have the vote.
President Trump telling states to get moving regarding the coronavirus vaccinations. By week's end, at least 14 million doses of the vaccines will have been distributed across the United States. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Ross, they collaborated on Just Us. It's a song from the new movie Soul, which I do consider one of the best movies of 2020. It's from Pixar Disney. I know. It's very dull to pick a movie from Pixar Disney as being outstanding. This one really is. We will get to that in just a moment. First, I want to cover three big new movies, two of which are really pretty remarkable. Fanfare, please. When you hear about a movie like Herself, you think, why in the world would I want to see this? And I'll tell you why you would want to see it, because it's a flat-out great movie. It's features an actress who also co-wrote the movie, named Claire Dunne. You've probably never heard of her. She is a remarkable Irish actress who has been part of the Abbey Theatre in Dublin for a long time. And she plays a young mother with two of the most adorable little kids you've ever seen, very young kids, and a horribly abusive husband. And she's trying to make a new life for herself, safe from that husband and some of the hardships that she's experienced. Listen.
I want to fix him.
you know? I know. But there are some people you just can't.
Build a house for you and your girls.
You've been served.
Breach of access.
I'm sorry, love. But legally, he has a right to go to court.
What is the point of a house if we have no kids to put in it?
Okay, Claire Dunn is remarkable. She's going to be a major star. As so sympathetic and such a complex character. She's trying to make a living as a waitress part-time and part-time doing house cleaning. And the basic plot is the older doctor who she is cleaning house for offers her the opportunity to build a house for herself and her kids in her backyard. And the movie ends up being touching, inspiring, deeply moving, beautifully crafted. It is rated R. Every moment, by the way, pays off. There's nothing in the film that feels false in any way. The children are remarkable actors. And it's rated R because of a lot of harsh language and some scenes of truly harrowing violence, which keep coming back to her in her mind. But ultimately, this is a film that is life-affirming. It's about friendship, sometimes unlikely friendship, and community and solidarity and hope, even in difficult situations. Four stars for herself. It is opening in a very small number of theaters for Oscar consideration. It's directed by Phyllida Law, by the way, who's another one of those British directors who's esteemed but not as well known in the United States as she should be. Herself is available in a couple of theaters, and it will soon be available to everyone on Amazon Prime. Another film that's out now is called Monster Hunter. It's playing in select theaters. It stars Mila Jovovich, who is playing a tough army ranger who's leading a squadron somewhere in the desert. I guess it's supposed to be in the Middle East. But they get transported to an alien world populated by really, really big, unpleasant, and menacing beasts. Listen.
Where the hell are we?
That lightning, it hit those markers and it took us somewhere. Did you see that thing?
This is officially above my pay grade.
I don't care what those creatures are. We destroy them and close the gateway.
Okay, you might close the gateway before you go to this film. Look, it's based on a video game that's been very popular for a while. And maybe it's fun figuring out what weapons you want to use and which monsters you want to kill and how you kill them if you're playing a video game. In this film, which is directed by Mila Jovovich's husband, Thomas W.S. Anderson, Resident Evil is one of his big credits in the past. The film isn't badly acted. The special effects are actually pretty impressive. But you know what? The difference between a video game and a film is that in a film you kind of expect some kind of plot that you can follow, sort of, and maybe some characters who are more than just figures moving along a screen. That never appears here. Again, two stars, but only because of handsome video effects. It's absurdly, it's rated PG-13. And it absolutely should be R because some of the violence, some of the injury in the film is fairly extreme and painful to watch. There's a guy named Tony Jaa who plays a mysterious warrior who speaks a language that is unrecognizable, who's also okay. Two stars for Monster Hunter. And then the other film that's notable, now Monster Hunter is playing in select theaters. Nomadland is a major Oscar contender. How do we know? Because Frances McDormand, who has won two Oscars for Best Actress for Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri, and then she won 20 years before that, almost, winning for Fargo. And in Nomadland, she plays a woman whose husband has died, and her town is closed. Yeah, that's right. Her town, Empire, Nevada, this is based on a book, had basically shut down because a plant closed. And then she hits the road in her RV to try to make a life for herself among other people in the great American West who are traveling through. Listen.
You are one of those lucky people that can travel anywhere.
Yes, ma'am, I know.
And they sometimes call you nomads.
My mom says that you're homeless. Is that true?
No, I'm not homeless. I'm just houseless.
Not the same thing, right?
No.
Okay, this is, again, a remarkable movie. It's directed by a director from Beijing, who's now been in America for a while. But her name is Chloe Zhao. She has a beautiful feeling for the American West. And the landscapes, the appeal of driving from place to place in these little encampments around the fire with other nomads. What's fascinating about the film is they use real-life nomads. Everybody except for Frances McDormand and David Strathairn, and almost all of the principal characters, are people playing themselves who also live on the road. All of that comes across with a great force. This is definitely one of the best films of the year. It is rated R because it has plenty of harsh language and one very brief scene of nudity. But for Nomadland, really a triumph, and I would be very surprised if Frances McDormand doesn't get Oscar consideration again. Four stars for Nomadland. If you're looking at the most exciting film around, this is not it. But in terms of creating characters, multiple characters, who are amazingly vivid and sympathetic, this is a film that delivers. In fact, Nomadland is definitely on my list for the 10 best of 2020. What else is on that list? And what about the lump of coal list for the worst films of a tough year, 2020? We'll get to that and more coming up on The MedVet Show.
Hi, I'm Nick Grobich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, serving collectors since 1983. Our reputation is spotless, which is why well-respected radio talk show hosts Dennis Prager and Michael Medved have recommended me for years. Some dealers offer gimmicks like free silver. Really, free silver? They have to make that cost up somewhere. Others tell you to drop in and offer gold and silver bullion, but use bait and switch tactics to sell you expensive collectible coins instead. While they're fun and historical, they're usually marked up 10 times as much as bullion. Have questions? Give me a call and I'll share my 4 decades of experience with you. Whether you want to buy, sell, or trade, call me at 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or visit AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694.
The country and the culture are in chaos. Our traditional foundations are under attack. And we're told that America didn't begin in 1776 with the stirring vision of the founders, but in 1619 with the first arrival of slaves. One organization that resists this sort of nonsense and that proudly holds true to the nation's first principles is the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College. Go to the website, faithandfreedom.com, and you'll see insightful, bold opinion pieces on subjects like religious freedom, socialism, free markets, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization. See Dr. David Ayers on Why Did They Steal My Flag? See Dr. Gary Smith on I Still Like Ike. And see our friend Paul Kanger's latest on Karl Marx's nasty views on Christianity, Judaism, evolution, and race. You can find all of this and much more at the website for the Institute of Faith and Freedom. Go to michaelmedved.com and click on the banner, the Institute for Faith and Freedom.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind. Should old acquaintance be forgot and old lang syne? For old lang syne.
Wishing us all a new year, a fresh year, and a fresh start filled with health and hope. And as much happiness as we can handle. By the way, that version of Auld Lang Syne was the one that's used in American Express TV ad during this holiday season, and it's by India Carney, who's a native of Brooklyn, and she's a rising singer, songwriter, and vocal arranger, and of course an actress. Okay, in terms of the best movies of 2020, there are actually a lot of very, very good films, and not all of them entirely expected. What I would like to offer is not 10 of the best movies, but 11, and I'll tell you why. Because the best cinematic experience that I had this year is something you didn't see in theaters. It was something you could stream at home from Disney Plus. And this really is sort of an honorary number one because it's not really a movie. I'm talking about the broadcast version of Hamilton, which is long. It's nearly 3 hours. It is epic. It gives you a feeling as if you've just spent $1,000 on tickets. And it's beautifully shot and put together, but it's not really a movie, is it? But it's still great, and probably would be the single greatest thing you could watch in 2020. Of course, written the music and the lyrics in the book by Lin-Manuel Miranda, and starring him and Philippa Sue and Leslie Odom Jr. and David Diggs and the rest of the original Broadway cast. And if you haven't seen it yet, or even if you have seen it, do yourself a favor and see it again. It's worth it. Okay, the other 10 besides Hamilton, and I'll do it in ascending order, Ma Rainey is available right now, and it's called Ma Rainey's Black Bottom. This is a sure Oscar winner for the late Chadwick Boseman, playing a cornet player who's back up to Ma Rainey, who was a real blues artist. It's all about one day in 1927, where Viola Davis plays Ma Rainey, and she's trying to record a record, 78, old 78 record, in Chicago. It's all unforgettable. And again, some of the dialogue may be a little bit stagey, but it was a great stage play by the late August Wilson. Number nine, moving up, On the Rocks, which is another unusual movie. It's from Sofia Coppola, and with Bill Murray and Rashida Jones, playing a father and daughter. He's trying to help her determine whether her marriage really is falling apart. It is extremely funny, completely riveting, with all kinds of plot surprises to keep you fully entertained. Number eight on my list, Greyhound, which is a movie that really has not been available that easily for people, but it's worth seeking out in the new year. It is a great World War II movie with Tom Hanks. Yes, that's right, playing the captain of an American destroyer escorting supply ships to Britain at the beginnings of World War II. It is remarkable for its action, its special effects, and a performance, deeply religious performance, by Tom Hanks. Next, something else that has more than a few religious overtones, Soul, the new Disney Pixar film that is so gorgeous when it's dealing with the world. It ranges between our world and what they call the great before, where souls, including souls voiced by Tina Fey, and a soul that's been brought up to that world, voiced by Jamie Foxx, are waiting to come back into uptown New York. The music, the animation, spectacular for Soul. Number six, we just talked about Nomadland. And number five, a film that many people have forgotten, but it's a remarkable film about another true story, Fatima, which is about a vision that was vouchsafed to three small children in the middle of World War I in Portugal, a vision of the Virgin Mary, who offered prophecies. And then ultimately, this miracle was seen by hundreds of thousands. The film sticks very close to the truth, the documented truth, and includes some of the participants looking back on it after the fact. It's not a documentary. It is beautifully acted and fabulously well shot. Number four, Boys State, which is about as entertaining a documentary as you will ever see, about a group of high school kids in Texas competing in a mock legislative and gubernatorial election. And number three, an utterly unforgettable documentary called Blessed Child, about a young woman and her family growing up in the Moonies, in the Unification Church. And this is as sensitive and smart a film when it comes to religion and community and what it means and can mean and sometimes goes off the track. But unforgettable film. Number two, the personal history of David Copperfield, which is as bursting with life and character, starring Dev Patel. It's upbeat, it's frolicsome, it's funny, it's better Dickens than you've ever seen on screen before, with some of the same joys as the original Dickens novel. And my number one film for 2020, another Tom Hanks movie, sorry, but News of the World, which is just available now. And what a gorgeous film by Paul Greengrass about a former Confederate officer who is actually roaming the frontier in Texas and tries to reconnect a kidnapped girl who has been raised by Indians with her original German family. Now, for the worst films, I don't think I have to tell you too much about them, but I can give you some indication of what we're talking about. Certainly one of the worst is Retaliation with Orlando Bloom. Great performance, horrible subject, and it actually is a stomach-churning film in some of its levels of violence and sexualized violence about somebody who's trying to avenge himself on a priest who's molested him. Like a Boss with Tiffany Haddish and Rose Byrne, supposed to be a sexy romantic comedy, not a laugh in it. We'd also certainly consider, just to give you the others, Project Power, Fat Man with Mel Gibson as the worst Santa Claus you've ever seen, Downhill with Will Ferrell and Julia Louis-Dreyfus, You Should Have Left with Matthew McConaughey, he should have left before the film was completed, Fatal Affair with Nia Long, which is a very bad takeoff of Fatal Attraction, not nearly as successful even as Fatal, which was just released. The War with Grandpa, starring Robert De Niro and Christopher Walken and Uma Thurman, and what a waste of talent. Freaky with Vince Vaughn, which is nauseating in its levels of violence that are supposed to be funny and amusing and worth enjoying. Don't even think of it. And my number one worst film of the year. Just because it was so long, it's 3 hours, and so much of it was so sickening and sadistic and actually stomach-churning. The Devil All the Time. And this particular production on streaming is clearly meant with a grudge against organized religion of all kinds. The way that it portrays Christianity in Knock'em Stiff, Ohio, yes, there is a real place called Knock'em Stiff, Ohio, is simply nightmarish. None of those films you need to write down. Just remember not to waste time or resources on them. And time is the one resource that emphatically is not replenishable. What a joy it's been actually to have the opportunity to speak with you through 2020 and look forward to more conversation, elevation, and even inspiration in 2021 for this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less. 800-391-8713. 800-391-8713. That's 800-391-8713.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.